Treasury Star Parade. The Treasury Star Parade brings you today a special presentation of the popular radio program, The Aldrich Family. The only way to win this war is to back up our fighting men to the limit. And that includes backing them up with our fighting dollars, every possible dollar in a war bond uniform. So join a payroll savings plan and do it now. If you are buying bonds through the payroll savings plan, boost your allotment. No matter how much you've already invested, you must buy more bonds and buy them regularly. Remember, the money you don't spend on luxuries, Uncle Sam will use to provide planes and tanks and guns for our boys. You're investing in your own future, an investment today for the free world of tomorrow. And now we present...
Henry Aldrich!
Coming, Mother.
The Aldrich Family, written by Clifford Goldsmith. Centerville is your hometown. The Aldrich family are your neighbors. And young Henry Aldrich might be the teenage boy in your own home. Now the scene opens at the Aldrich telephone.
Hello?
Hello?
Do they answer yet, Henry?
No, Homer, and stop leaning against me.
Hello, Centerville Express office.
Oh, this is Henry Aldrich. I sent away for a package about 10 days ago, and I wonder whether it's come yet.
Package?
Yes, sir. It's some Christmas cards.
Did you check Christmas cards?
Yes, sir.
Well, if you checked them that long ago, they've probably been thrown out by now.
Thrown out? I didn't check them. I'm still waiting for them. They're for next Christmas.
How's that?
They're samples. Homer Brown and I are going to sell them from house to house, and here it is May, and Christmas is getting closer every day. And we were going to use all the profits to join the war bond drive.
You are? You're buying bonds?
Sure, and we're going to ride in the parade.
Well, suppose I get a tracer started.
And could you please make it urgent?
Oh, yes. Since it's connected with the war bond drive, I'll send the main express office a wire.
Yes, Mr. Bush?
I understand, Mr. Aldrich, I'm for this war bond drive. I'm for it 500%.
Yes?
And I'd like very much to work on your committee.
That's fine. I'll tell you what I'd like you to do.
The only trouble is, Mr. Aldrich, I've got a lot of work piled up right now, and you know how those things are.
Yes, yes, I understand.
Fine, Mr. Aldrich, and if there's
a fine thing.
Here's a letter for you, Mr. Aldrich.
Thank you. Put it on my desk.
Is Mr. Bush against the bond drive?
No, no, he's very much for it. In fact, he's 500% for it. Only he's too busy to do anything about it. Did you talk to Mr. Howard?
What about?
He's treasurer of the committee, and we have a chance to get some war bond show cards at cost.
Oh, yes, yes. Well, he said he doesn't think as many as 1,000 show cards are necessary.
What does he want us to do, keep it a secret?
Well, he said he wants to think it over, and you're to call him back. Are you going to ask Mr. Clark to help you?
Not right away. I'm going to sit down and rest a minute.
See the telegram the express company sent us.
I still can't believe it, Homer.
Read it again.
It says, Aldrich, Centerville, have no record shipment of Christmas trees this year. Wire further details, collect.
Well, if that isn't the darndest thing. Have you got a pencil?
Sure. How should we answer them?
Gentlemen.
Gentlemen. And then how about, don't want Christmas trees?
Sure, that'll tell them.
We cannot purchase war bonds because... order we placed 10 days ago has not arrived.
Sure. Have you misplaced Christmas cards?
Some of those were New Year's cards, Homer.
They were?
Let's just say, have you misplaced holiday greetings?
That's good. That's telling the whole story.
Here, Homer, take it over to the ticket office and finish writing it down while I phone Mr. Howard.
What for?
And tell him his wife wants him to place an order with it.
Even if she hasn't seen the sample?
Sure. She just wants something very plain with Merry Christmas on it. Hello?
Number, please.
Elm 855.
Elm 855.
Henry, do you think we ought to cut out any of this just to reduce the cost?
Homer, we're sending it collect, aren't we?
I know, but the word gentleman isn't necessary. Why should they have to pay to be called a thing like that?
Okay, scratch it out.
Mr. Howard speaking.
Oh, hello, this is Henry Aldrich.
Who did you say, Aldrich?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yes, you're calling about the cards, aren't you, Aldrich?
The cards, yes, sir.
Well, that's a coincidence. I was just sitting here thinking about them.
You were?
About how large are they?
Well, the samples aren't here yet.
Have you any ideas to the prize?
You mean by the dozen?
You aren't trying to be sarcastic, are you, Aldrich?
What's that?
Well, I'll tell you what I'll do with you. If your heart's set on it, I'll settle for 500.
What's that?
But not one more.
500?
That's right.
Well, what kind of lettering would you like on them? Something in the way of Old English?
Old English? Don't you think block letters would be easier to read at a distance?
At a distance?
They're going to be tacked up on telephone poles, aren't they?
Have you seen this, Joe?
What is it?
The adjustment desk sent it up to us. It's a telegram from Centerville signed Aldrich.
Yeah, what's it about?
I don't understand it. It says, don't want Christmas trees. Cannot purchase war bonds because order placed 10 days ago not arrived. Have you misplaced holiday greetings?
Well, that's clear enough.
What sense do you make out of it?
Yeah, having some kind of bond drive.
Well, what would they be using Christmas trees for?
Don't ask me. Probably for decoration. And they decided it was a bad idea.
But we don't have any shipment of trees.
All right, fine, and everybody's happy.
But, Joe, why do they say, have you misplaced holiday greetings?
What's that? Isn't that a period right after misplaced?
Is that a period?
Sure. It ought to be a question mark. Here's how it goes. Have you misplaced? Question mark. Holiday greetings. Aldrich.
Well, what are the holiday greetings for?
I don't know. How about Mother's Day?
And look at this, Joe. What they're looking for is a shipment of bonds.
A war bond?
It says so right there. Their drive is held up because we misplaced the shipment.
Well, Phil, that's a pretty serious thing.
Telegram, Mr. Cooper.
Another? Oh, what's this one about?
I don't know, but it's marked Rush.
Well, it's another from Aldrich. It says, must have shipment, have sold 500 holiday greetings. Polite guy, isn't he?
Yeah, we're going to get in trouble, Bill. You better send that up to superintendent and let him try to figure it out.
Hello, Mr. Aldrich. Can you hear me?
Yes, Mr. Clark.
You know how things are in my business, Sam. I'm with your heart and soul, but my hands are tied.
I see.
The fact is, I'm for this bond drive 1,000%, and I wish you luck.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Can't Mr. Clark help you either?
He says he's already doing the work of 10. You know, Miss Thompson, it never occurs to any of these people that are too busy that if we'd all buckled down and get this war won, we might have a little free time.
Read it again, Henry.
I've already read it 4 times, Homer.
Well, read it again. I can't believe it.
Aldrich, Centerville, greetings to you. Entire force trying to trace shipment for bond drive. If unable locate, advise reordering through Treasury Department. Please wire further wishes.
They're crazy, Henry.
And it's signed by the General Superintendent.
Well, that's what's the trouble. Do you know what my father does when he can't get action?
What?
He goes straight to the president of the company.
Does that help?
Sure. Let me have your pencil.
Called while I was out for lunch, Miss Gray?
Yes, Mr. Howard. Mr. Aldrich's son phoned.
Your son? What did he want?
He's apparently helping his father. He wanted to know whether you want your middle initial printed on the cards.
On what cards?
On the show cards, I imagine. For the bond drive.
They're going to print my name on them?
I imagine they are. I'm supposed to call Mr. Aldrich back.
Well, I didn't realize they were going to do anything like that.
The Aldrich boy asked about Mrs. Howard, too, but I explained that she has nothing to do with this.
Yes, fine. Miss Gray, how many of these cards did I tell him to order?
500.
Yes? Well, I didn't realize they wanted to. Miss Gray, get Mr. Aldrich on the phone and tell him to order 1,000.
Come in, Tom. Come on in.
Hello, Sam. I just stopped by to show you the story about the bond drive we're running in tonight's paper.
Fine, fine.
We're going to give it the front page, nearly half a column.
Yeah? Half a column? You couldn't spare any more than that?
Well, half a column's quite a bit, Sam, and it tells the whole story.
The only thing
is... Now, Sam, after all, my readers expect to find some news in my paper.
And can you imagine any better news they could read than the fact that we've won this war?
Now, don't you worry, Sam.
Oh, excuse me. Hello, Sam Aldrich speaking.
Mr. Aldrich, this is the Centerville Station. We got a telegram here for you.
Telegram for me?
I think it's for you. It came in while I was out. It says Aldrich, Centerville.
Go ahead. Who's it from?
The president of the express company.
From whom? What's it about?
It says, greetings. I'm doing everything in my power to facilitate your bond drive. If you
you do not get fullest cooperation from our local representative, please wire.
Well, he's doing everything in his power to facilitate our bond drive?
Yes, sir.
And what's the rest? If we don't get fullest cooperation from local representatives, please wire?
Yeah, and he sends greetings.
Greetings. Yes, but that's not the important part. And it's signed by the president?
Yes, sir.
Are you sure that's for me?
It's addressed to Aldrich.
Well, then I guess it is.
Goodbye, Mr. Aldrich.
Goodbye.
Well, Sam.
What's that, Tom?
It isn't everybody that gets a telegram like that.
I beg your pardon.
Now, tell me frankly, Sam, about how much front page space do you think I ought to give to make this drive a success? Hello? Hello, is this Clark?
Yes?
Well, Clark, this is White. Say, you know that golf game we're going to have tomorrow?
Yes?
Would you mind our postponing it for a couple weeks? I'm going to be pretty busy on the Bond Club drive.
You are?
Oh, yes, yes. I don't know whether you know it or not, but Tom Anderson overheard a phone conversation this morning, and confidentially it's from the president down in Washington. He's taking a personal interest in our drive.
Hello. Hello, is this Sam Aldrich?
Yes.
Well, this is Clark. Say, Sam, why didn't you call me again?
What about?
Why, the bond drive. I've been waiting to find out what I can do.
You mean you'd like to help?
Well, this is a community project, Sam. We can't sit back and expect you to carry the whole load.
X-ray, X-ray,
yes, baby. Yes, first of the times here.
We're all about the home front bond drive parade.
X-ray, all X-ray, about X-ray, the PPA.
Which one?
The one just coming up to the reviewing stand.
Oh, yes, yes, very good.
Is the float that Henry and Homer are on in sight yet?
Not yet. They ought to be along in a minute, though.
Sam, which company here in town bought the most bonds?
The Express Company.
The Express Company?
Yes, for some reason, the main office in Chicago wired that they'd be willing to top the pledge of any firm in town.
Well, wasn't that nice of them?
You know those show cards, Howard, okay? They're pretty nice.
There's certainly a lot of them.
Where J.J. Howard hasn't spoken to me since he put them up.
Sam, here comes the boat that Henry's on.
Where?
Way down the street. See him, Sam? See him?
Oh, yes.
Sam, where did they get the truck?
The Express Company loaned it.
But, Sam, why are Henry and Homer in track suits?
They're supposed to be relay racers, Alice, don't you see?
Oh. Oh, yes, isn't that nice? What is that Henry's handing over to Homer?
A torch, Alice. See the sign above them? They represent the spirit of the home front.
Yes.
And you know, Alice, this is the biggest day this town has ever had.
The spirit of Americans on the home front, as well as on the fighting front, must be the spirit of sacrifice for the good of us all, for the safe future of our nation. As part of our job in helping to win our war, every one of us must put every possible dollar into war bonds. The simplest, easiest way to invest is through the payroll savings plan. That's a plan through which employees may have part of their wages set aside every payday for the purchase of war bonds. So talk to your union, foreman or employer about it, or see your local bank or savings and loan association. Sign up for a regular number of bonds at regular intervals. And if you are signed up to buy bonds through payroll savings, boost your allotment. More members of American families have jobs. More people are making more money today than ever before. So figure it out for yourself. Every member of your family who's working should join the payroll savings plan. And when you've pledged what you can afford, then pledge more. Our men give their lives. We must give up our peacetime luxuries. Remember that every dollar you invest this year means more security for you during the post-war years. You've done your bit. Now do your best. Our fighting men need this help now. The United States Treasury Department wishes to thank the author, Clifford Goldsmith, and the distinguished actors who portrayed the roles in the Aldrich family. Also this station for the use of its facilities. The Treasury Orchestra was under the direction of David Brookman. Additional writing was by Thelma Ritter and Joe Moran, and the production was under the direction of Francis Van Hartesveld. This is Jimmy Wallington suggesting that you check the radio column of your local newspaper and tune in the Treasury Star Parade.